This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators, and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. I thought Bill Hopkins' introduction to Home Assistance, the open source home automation software, was great on Thursday night. It seems that there's almost nothing you can't do with it, and it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. I think that this definitely has potential for anybody wanting to run and operate a remote radio site. I'm looking forward to getting into it and dabbling a bit. It was also interesting to note that Ken, VK5KGW, and Lachlan, VK5LP, are also users of this integration software. Lachlan doing commercial stuff, and Ken at home. If you've got any questions about it, flick me an email and I will pass it on. I'll get the list of references from Bill that he listed on Thursday night and post them via Gaggle Mail. Don't forget the public buy and sell coming up on Saturday the 13th of July at Marion RSL, the same place as last year. Cost will be $10 a table for sellers with two wristbands and $5 entry for buyers. If you want to reserve a table, please drop an email to secretary@ahars.au and let Jeff, VK5JB, know. Catering will be available from Anthony the Chef in the kitchen. We'll have three door prizes this year, and you'll have three chances at winning a Quan Sheng UVK5 brackets 8 VHF UHF handheld radio. A great prize. Sellers get two wristbands and can enter at 8:30 through the back door with their wares, and buyers' entry is at 9:30, same as last year. No sales activity or discussion to be conducted until after 9:30. Our next tech session will be held on the 6th of July, the weekend before the buy and sell, and will be on What's Inside a ZMatch. This will be great for those of you who might potentially be wanting to build your own antenna tuner by picking up some items at the B&S. What sort of coils and variable capacitors are usable? And there'll be a number of home-constructed units for you to have a look at, and people to talk about them and how they work. I still have badges for the following people to be picked up: Rod, VK5ZKR, Trevor, VK5ATH, and Christopher, VK5CL. I'll give them to you next time I see you. The information for our regular weekly nets is Monday night AHARS 2-meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's also open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. It doesn't have to be on a boat anchor. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au, and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. And check out the news tab on the ahars.au website for every news bulletin that gets sent out. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts. Stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Just in case you missed last week's broadcast, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society is conducting another Foundation License training class and examination session on Saturday the 6th of July, just a fortnight away. This will be run between 8:30 and 5 o'clock in the Skills Centre, located on the grounds of the Urbray Agricultural High School, located at the intersection of Cross and Fullerton Roads, Seats are limited, so if you or anyone you know would like to sit for the foundation license or an upgrade exam, please don't hesitate to call 0418-803177. That was 0418-803177. Or better still, email your details to vk5ph@wia.org.au, vk5ph@wia.org.au. We have had students aged from 10 to 95 years successfully complete the course. There aren't any more exam fees, and the only cost for the day is $10 payable to the club to cover room hire and refreshments. Look forward to seeing you there.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everybody. Well, it's time to get your NERC news on. Yes, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, the next North East Radio Club meeting will be next Friday, the 28th of June, and Stuart, VK5STU, one of our resident gurus, will give us the lowdown on the GRN. That's the Government Radio Network. And we'll hear about how this network is managed and all the challenges and incidents that are handled. And so come along and learn all about this vital communications network. Get to the North East Radio Club Meeting Hall at Modbury West, Capulet Crescent. Get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. There's plenty of good parking, and tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. Now, the North East Radio Club AGM is going to be held at the Modbury West Community Hall on Friday, the 12th of July. And once again, there will be a $5 cover charge, and you're requested to bring along a salad and or sweets to share with everyone else. And of course, you can bring along any kind of special beverage that you prefer, but tea, coffee and soft drinks will of course be available. Now, this year, it will be a barbecue meal, with Sir Lunchalot being the master chef. And after the meal and our AGM business has been completed, we will have a trivia quiz to keep our brains active. So all members are invited to bring along partners and friends and to get there by 6 p.m. Once again, please consider standing for a committee position and help run the North East Radio Club in the coming year. Well, that's it for this week. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Now that our 2024 convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships are done and dusted, and any uncollected prizes have been posted, I can return to reporting some of the more mundane happenings in our little group. Yesterday we held a working bee to clean out all of the junk that seems to have deposited itself in our club rooms and our storage shed. At the same time, we conducted a car boot sale where members could bring along any items that they no longer want. If unsold, they could be sent to the dump along with all the other rubbish that has accumulated over time. Work continues on our mobile broadcast hut, with shelving being built by Greg, BK5ZGY, and the hut itself is being repainted and patched up by Nick, BK5NJS, and the equipment rack, which houses all of the electronics required for the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb and other events, is very nearly complete thanks to Peter, VK5BE, Nick, VK5NJS and others. Our purchase of a new club trailer is progressing slowly as we search for the best possible unit at a giveaway price. So far, we've not really spotted any bargains, although we did miss out on a nearly perfect one recently by an hour. Such is life. Our Thursday morning coffee sessions are going from strength to strength, with 15 at the last one. We remind any visitors to the area that these sessions start at 10 a.m. and go through until approximately 11:30 a.m. each Thursday morning. All are welcome to come along to our club rooms in the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace and join in. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next event is our monthly car-based fox hunt, which will be held on Friday the 5th of July. Hunters arrive at the start location a bit after 6 p.m. and depart around 6:30 p.m. And given it's going to be dark, don't forget to bring your torch. Our start location is the Beaumont Road car park, just off South Terrace, in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, with the transmitter frequencies being 145.3, 144.39, and 439.4 MHz. We'll be chatting on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. If you're coming along, please check in on this repeater and monitor it throughout the evening so we know who's out hunting. We're also looking for volunteers to help hide the fox transmitters. If you're interested in giving the hunters a bit of a challenge, please contact Mark at vk5arg@areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.